It's time for the Rich Paul Show on WJR. You know, planning for retirement and your financial future can be a challenge, but you can make the process easier. That's why Rich Paul and Steve Paul are here. They're certified financial planners with a more than 30-year track record of success. They've been featured in Money Magazine, Kiplinger, Newsmax, and TheStreet.com. Rich is the author of The Baby Boomers Retirement Survival Guide, a bestseller on Amazon. And remember their most recent bestseller, The Auto Worker's Guide to Lump Sum Pensions. So get ready. After this quick commercial, the show will begin. This is The Rich Paul Show.
Hey everybody, welcome into this week's edition of The Rich Paul Show. Thanks for hanging out with Steve, Rich, and myself as we talk investing, finance, and retirement with the guys. As always, if you got questions or concerns, get on the calendar with the team for your own complete planning review at 248-305-9911. That's 248-305-9911. Lots to talk about today, so we're going to dive in and get started with the guys. Rich, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well, keeping super busy with all my little side projects, but for the most part, no complaints.
Very good. Steve, how are you, my friend?
You know, I'm looking forward to the NFL draft tonight. We're recording a little early.
A little early, yep.
We've got the NFL draft coming up. No politics for me tonight. I'm just going to watch the Lions screw this draft up.
Right.
Well, that could be political in and of itself, yeah. Right? The Lions always seem to find a way to do that. Yeah, you, as you mentioned, we are taping this a bit early. Rich is taking a little trip, so we are knocking out the show here a little bit. And obviously, with the draft tonight, we also just had some other big television last night, Rich, which, you know, the president was on there talking all sorts of interesting things.
Yep. Here we go with, I'm going to say more tax, more spending, more regulations.
Trillion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're up to 6.35 trillion now between the American Families Plan, the American Jobs Act, the American Rescue Plan. So 1.8, 2.3, 1.9. And most money I think ever spent in the first 100 days. And in fact, AOC chimes in, the bartender, and goes, well, why not 10 trillion? You know, so it's like
nice even number. Nice
sure.
Round
not,
yeah. Yeah. Let's round just, up, yeah. Get it to 10 trail.
Well, why maybe not? That's the next yeah. bill. You know, it'll be the difference, another $4 trillion yeah. bill, and just get it to 10. And
inflation? What's that?
That's
fake news.
Yeah. Inflation, yeah. Lumber's up 300%. It's funny because I was talking to a builder client, and he goes, I can't even price a job anymore. He goes,
no.
I have to go cost plus. I go, well, what's that? So if I build a home for $1 million, you know, that's I just have to say, hey, whatever the cost is, it is. If it ends up being $1 million, I'm plus 15%. That's the builder's fee. So $1,150,000, because you got lumber up almost 300%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like, what's going on here? And so for people to think that this isn't going to be inflationary, and the sad thing is it affects everybody. You know, they talk about taxing the rich. These are the people that actually create the jobs. And so have you ever got a job from a poor person on the street? No, that's not happening. And you think about the printing of all this money, it's going to devalue your 401k, your non-qualified mutual fund. It's going to devalue everything that's dollars-based. And so maybe the exception of crypto, but it's going to be a real problem. It's going to devalue your purchasing power, and so it's going to affect your retirement. There's no question.
And you talk about corporate tax rates too going up. I mean, you think they're going to foot the bill?
Right.
No.
Prices of goods and services are going to go up with that.
Well, we went from 21 to 28, so maybe I want to move my company to China now because they have a lower corporate tax rate than we do. And so these are the issues. In fact, University of Pennsylvania said, you know, after the speech, that they expect there to be a zero net gain on jobs. And they're not exactly, I said, talking to you earlier, a conservative institution. So I don't know. It's going to be just this continuing challenge. Throw in open borders. And what did we say? There was 250,000 people that came across in March. You've got the China virus, or the virus from China. The COVID, as I like to call it, that is an issue. Federalizing the elections, this HR1 program, packing the Supreme Court, you know. So now we're going to make the Supreme Court a political body, eliminating the Senate filibuster. So just a lot of things that I see are very political, very problematic.
Well, there's not really much anything right now that's not doesn't seem to be political. That's why I was joking about the draft. I was like, you could find a way to make it that way as well if you wanted to for the NFL draft. But it brings us back really to just the question of the taxes. I mean, I know we've been saying this almost every week on the show, but having a conversation with an advisor, working with somebody around taxes, just seems to be more and more important than ever. And then after last night's speech, even maybe more important, right?
No question about it. You know, this court, the capital gains, you're going from 20 to 40%, throw the surtax in there, now you're at 43, 44%. Look at California, New York, New Jersey. They're looking
at closer
combined,
to 60, yeah.
Well, it's over 60, 63, 4, 5%. I mean, so can you, so who's going to go out there? We interviewed Art Laffer, and he wrote the book, The Laffer Curve. Who wants to work and earn that extra $100,000 if you got to give most of it to government agencies?
Give half of it away, yeah.
Yeah.
More than half of it.
Well, we always talk about how there's a target on pre-tax money in the portfolios, especially for boomers retiring who have built up these giant 401ks or IRAs. Mm-hmm. I mean, now they're targeting the non-qualified money in the portfolio too, the after-tax money. The only thing that's safe at this point is the Roth money. They're not targeting that yet. Hopefully they never do.
Yet.
Not going to say that they won't.
Right, exactly.
So again, that Roth converting, that tax planning is just so important in retirement.
Yeah, everything really, there's just a lot of questions here. And even though he addressed immigration toward the end, that's great, but that doesn't answer or give us a direction on this open borders. We've become an open border society. And so what does that mean when you have all these people just filtering across, no idea who they are, whether they have COVID or not? We know that a number of them do. And so to me, that is the number one issue, is getting a handle on what we already had a handle on, but getting a handle on these borders. I see that as a real problem.
Well, some questions you can't answer in that for sure. And that's actually going to pair up nicely with us, with what we're going to talk about today, Rich.
Absolutely. So if you're listening, so we're going to talk about questions that you can't answer. I think in segment three, we're going to touch on the last 10 years before your retirement. Probably the most, I think those last 5 or 10 years, Steve, are the most critical years,
mm-hmm, yeah,
when it comes to planning for your retirement.
Yeah, and we talk about it on the show all the time. Once you get into that retirement red zone, I mean, you're 10 years out, that's the time to start de-risking, start gearing the portfolio toward income. Again, your goals are changing once you hit,
yep,
the time period.
No question. On top of paying down debts, maxing out your savings program, this is the time to really focus in.
Yeah, we'll get into all of that. Maybe take a couple email questions as well. So stick around, folks. We got more to come here on The Rich Paul Show. We're going to get into some of these questions you can't answer right here on the other side of the break. So don't go anywhere. But if you got some questions of your own and you want to get started, well, make it easy on yourself by picking up the phone and give them a call at 248-305-9911. There's no cost or obligation for your own complete planning review at 248-305-9911. You can call or text that number, 248-305-9911, or stop by the website at rwpaul.com. That is rwpaul.com. This is The Rich Paul Show. We'll be back with more right after this. Are you retiring from a large company offering a lump sum pension buyout? Well, the new book, Pension Versus Lump Sum, 5 Crucial Questions Retirees Must Answer Before Making This Decision, is available from Rich and Steve Paul. You can find it on Amazon, or you can just reach out to us here on the radio program and get started today. This easy-to-read guide will help you in your decision of taking the lump sum pension versus the lifetime pension payments. Beyond that, there are other major decisions you face in retirement that this book will also introduce you to. So reach out and get your copy of Pension Versus Lump Sum, 5 Crucial Questions Retirees Must Answer Before Making This Decision, available on Amazon or right here on The Rich Paul Show.
Is your retirement plan running like a smooth 8-cylinder Corvette engine? Or is it just sputtering along from point A to point B? Reach out to Rich Paul, the leading retirement planning professional serving the Motor City and beyond, so that you can have the best plan powering you down the road to retirement.
Welcome back into The Rich Paul Show. Sitting here alongside my guy, Steve and Rich Paul, certified financial planners at RW Paul & Associates, serving you here in the Michigan area from their office in Novi, Troy, and Ann Arbor. Get on the calendar for a complimentary complete planning review at 248-305-9911. You can call or text that number, 248-305-9911. And you can have a conversation about your own situation, whether it's virtually over the phone or in person, but get started today with your own complete planning review with the team at R.W. Paul & Associates. And guys, we're going to talk about some questions that are really, that you guys, we get them in emails, you hear them sometimes when people come into the office. And these are questions that you kind of can't answer. I mean, I guess you could give an answer, but they're so, I guess they're just so vague or generalized that it'd be really hard to be honest about it. If you guys knew the answer to these questions, well, planning for retirement would certainly be a lot easier. Job would be much easier. And we'll start with that most obvious one. Even with everything going on, you know, we haven't seen a prolonged downturn in the market since 08. I mean, basically, we're going on 12 years, going into 13 years. One of more than just a few months, we haven't seen a market downturn. So people are always saying, when is the next crash going to happen? And it's, again, to our point, it's virtually hard to talk about. And I know you had some Fidelity information studies on that. Let's chat about that.
You know, that's a great question. We don't know. I mean, it's you know, nobody knows that. I mean, obviously, that's the crystal ball question.
It's a lot of predictions. No one will guarantee it. So,
right.
You have indicators, right? But these indicators have been so skewed by everything. Again, the world is really strange the last couple of years. So how does that stuff work? What's in the study you guys were talking about?
Well, I think this was a Fidelity study, and in fact, they were quoting the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the third quarter 2020 data report, and they're talking about, you know, what do you need to retire? You know, so you're, you know, so by age 67, they're saying you need about 10 times your income. So an example,
at least.
But someone's 55 years old, for example, you know, that's earning, you know, $56,000 should have $565,240 by the time they reach their 67th birthday. Now, some experts, including us, think you should probably have maybe closer to double that, because what kind of formulation are you using to take income from your portfolio? You know, there was the old 4% rule, 5% rule, whatever it is. Yeah, and you're looking at $1 million generating $40,000 or $50,000. Otherwise, what you're going to then do, if you're not going to take an income type of an approach, then you're going to amortize the account down, and that's presupposing we know how long you're going to live. That's kind of a dangerous way to operate a retirement plan. So if you're going to say, let's take a capital preservation type approach, and I can take my 5%, there's my $50,000. I've effectively replaced my income, and maybe I don't need to replace it all because I have a pension and Social Security. Those are all things we'll begin to look at. But then, son of a gun, what are we actually talking about doing? Creating a retirement plan. Hello. And so how does all this integrate into a retirement plan? And then what bucket do you take from first? If you have taxable income, tax-deferred income, tax-free income, and when you sit down with a good qualified advisor, they can help you kind of line all of this stuff up.
That's as asset allocation. I mean, that's what we were talking about in the opening. You look at someone like me, a 40-year-old's portfolio, I'm 100% equities. I'm taking a ton of risk. But if the market goes down 25-30%, it means nothing to me. That's not my nest egg yet. I'm not worried about that. I'm not generating income from it. I have a paycheck coming, and I'm working another 20 years. Mm-hmm. If you're approaching retirement or in retirement, let's say you're 60 years old, this is now your nest egg. If it's going to generate a paycheck for you, you have to protect it, or at least a portion of it. Think of the early 2000s, 2000, 2001, 2002, where the market went to 40% over 3 years. That was a prolonged recession there. What if we have those years up front? If you're sitting in 100% equities and you see your portfolio fall like that and you're taking income from it, what does that look like? What does that do to the portfolio in the long run? Are you going to make it through retirement now? You have to look at sequence of return. So who knows what type of years you're going to have up front? It's sitting with an advisor building a plan. So if you do have those years up front, those bad years, you're able to generate a paycheck. You have a conservative piece in the portfolio that moves you through those years.
Yeah,
it's really making that transition from growth being the only goal to income being the number one goal. Growth is still a goal, but a secondary goal.
Yeah, a lot of boomers, it's, you know, that you still don't feel like they've saved enough. In fact, 45% of baby boomers say outliving their savings and investments still ranks as one of their greatest fears in retirement. And to me, I'm like, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you work all of your life to set up your retirement. And the only reason that you're fearing this as an issue is because you haven't put it to rest. You haven't put a plan in place, and so you're not quite sure that you're dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's, and that's just something that is totally unnecessary to live in that type of state of fear of saying, well, I wonder if I'm going to make it. Well, quit wondering. You know, it's like exercise and diet and everything else. Well, you got to get up and move. You got to do something.
Well, it's funny because you have those investors that fear running out of money, and then you have the FOMO investors where it's like, well, if it's good year in the market, I don't want to miss that. You got to find a healthy balance. You got to make sure that you have that piece where you're going after growth, where you're having fun with the money. But if that piece falls, you're not worried about it. It has time to recover. You have the income piece in place. So it's just about finding that healthy allocation that's going to meet all your goals in retirement.
Well, I can't wait till I pick up the next. So I'm quoting from the 20th Annual Retirement Survey by the Center for Retirement Studies, where I can pick up the next study and saying, hey, retirees are in large measure really, in a very concrete way, answering this question. And how do you answer this question? How do you check all the boxes? It's real simple. You sit down and you take inventory. You take a look at where you're at, and you start integrating all of these different income sources, some guaranteed, some not guaranteed, some taxable, some tax-free, some tax-deferred, and you start integrating them into a withdrawal plan and or schedule. And does it work? And then, you know, you means test it. Then what happens if there's a long-term care event somewhere along the way down the road? You know, how will that impact the plan? What about, and Steve, you mentioned it, what if there's a big market correction? How will that impact the plan as well? You know, can I suspend taking from, you know, my equities accounts and take from other alternative sources, or can I reduce down to my guaranteed positions or guaranteed cash flows and sustain from taking from those equity positions for some protracted period of time until they, at which time they recover? And so those are all those questions that you really need to start answering as you go into this year here, because I'll tell you what, for sure what we're looking at is increased volatility. There is no question. I mean, just look at the cryptocurrency area and how will that ultimately impact the markets and overall, who knows? But it all interplays, and it'll be very interesting to see how the year plays out.
Well, there's so much information that goes into getting a good retirement plan together. You know, accumulation, we say it all the time, is it's a little easier to accumulate the wealth. It's much more difficult to distribute it and preserve it through retirement. So get a complete planning review underway. So many, you know, moving components in there, as the guys were just alluding to on various things. So whether you're wondering if the, you know, when the market downturn is going to happen, or what healthcare costs will look like, you know, 20 years into retirement, or will taxes be going up, all those questions, you got to take all that into account, and a good plan will do that for you and help you start looking at this and means testing it, stress testing it, some of the things the guys were talking about. So get started today, 248-305-9911. No cost or obligation for that complete planning review, A to Z. Come in, have that chat with Rich, Steve, Matt, the whole team at RW Paul & Associates, here to help you in the Michigan area virtually, over the phone, or in person. But you got to reach out, 248-305-9911, your number to call or text. Stick around. There's more to come today on the show. This is The Rich Paul Show. Back here for the third quarter of The Rich Paul Show, hanging out with Steve and Rich as we usually do, talking investing, finance, and retirement. And we're going to talk about the last 10 years this go around, lay out some priorities, some things to focus on as we're winding down those last 10 years, those working years, I suppose I should say, before we get into retirement. So you could call this 55 to 65 or whatever, that kind of general range. And of course, we're going to go through some of this stuff. And if you guys have some questions about your last 10 years or about how to turn, you know, the things that you've built, all these puzzle pieces, into a good retirement plan for retirement, then reach out to Rich and Steve. Get started today. The whole team there at RW Paul & Associates, they got a great staff waiting to help you. So give them a call at 248-305-9911. There's no cost or obligation. 248-305-9911. You can call or text and get started today. You can check them out online. If you're an auto worker, go to big3retiree.com for the Auto Worker's Guide to Lump Sum Pension. Great resource there as well. That's big3retiree.com, or just stop by the main website at rwpaul.com. Again, rwpaul.com. All right, guys, so let's talk about these last 10 years. Rich, you know, you and I have struggled with a couple of things here and there over the last, you know, year and a half, occasional health things, but for the most part, doing okay. But get healthy and stay healthy. I mean, that's a great way to think about as you're getting closer to retirement, because not only is it going to feel good, But it's actually going to save you some money, too. I think the better health we can be in, the cheaper it might be in retirement.
Really, you can put the odds in your favor. You can stack the odds in your favor. Who doesn't want to do that? Granted, I mean, we don't know what our genes are going to do to us, or are they going to help us? I mean, we don't know. But let's stack the odds in our favor by starting out with a good baseline of fitness and a good healthy diet. You know, in fact, this was just on the news. The leading cause of death for those 65 and older, do you know what it is?
Well, I was going to say heart disease, but yeah.
Well, thank Biden. What happened? What did he do recently going up the stairs?
Oh, is it?
He fell.
Right. He's falling. Oh, just falling. Just falling.
Falling.
Yes.
Yeah. Falling. Oh. You know, because what happens? You break your hip. And then,
I knew you were going to find a way to work that.
Yeah. You break your hip and, you know, then you're immobilized for months at a time, and then muscle atrophy.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And then it's a slippery slope from there. As soon as you quit moving entirely, you've got a real problem on your hand. That's why I worry about good old Joe. You know, he certainly has balance issues. There's something called the Beaufort scale. It's the wind force scale. Because I looked it up. I thought, well, what was the weather that day? Because his communications director said it was because of the wind. I thought, well, okay, well, what was the wind? 15 to 20 miles an hour. But yet it takes, according to the Beaufort scale, it takes a 40 to 45 mile per hour wind to knock down a 100-pound person. So my advice to Joe is, if it's breezy out there, stay indoors.
Usually that's a top goal of clients. Most folks going into retirement,
uh-huh.
I mean, they're looking for things to do. It's like, we're both retired now. What the heck are we going to do? And one of the first things that they do is join a gym. There's no reason, I mean, if you're retired, not to go to the gym for a half an hour, 45 minutes, or go for a walk every day.
Right.
And stay in good health.
Stay in good health. And because my point here was, it comes down, you know, and I don't need to just pick on Joe, but he certainly has balance issues. It wasn't the wind. And so those are things you can avidly work on. You can improve your balance to a very, very large degree. And, you know, and so I would suggest that you make that part of your fitness program, working on different types of balance exercises.
Well, getting healthy and eating healthy and all that stuff, look, it's also not cheap, you know. So, again, something when you're talking about the retirement planning process, you want to make sure that you're going through that and having those conversations, because eating, you know, eating organic and healthy, it is not cheap, right? So,
well, let me just throw out there. I had this China virus, the COVID, and so here's the issue. So I go to Henry Ford, and I go through the whole workup. Yeah, you have it. 2 hours there, $3,400. And they said, you're too healthy to give you any medications. So what did I get? Two Tylenols. And I thought, well, okay. And then I got the bill a couple weeks later, $3,400. I thought, well, $1,700 each for each Tylenol. So
for each pill.
Amazing. So
what a bargain.
The point is, you know, just having health-related issues costs you a lot of money.
Yeah, very true.
You know, so might as well spend it on eating well.
Okay.
Taking a few vitamins.
Let's keep talking about this, but let's move. Let's stay with the lifestyle aspect for another minute here or so. What do you want to do with your free time? You know, I imagine that's another big piece when you're talking about moving into retirement, and I'm not there yet, but you got to start figuring out, what do you want to do with all this extra free time? What kind of plans do you have in place, and have you talked about that? Because that's something you want to share with your advisor as well, because again, the more you want to do, the more costly it could be, and you know, it's a good idea to have a plan.
Yeah, I mean, those activities could be expensive. I mean, what do you want to do with your free time? You got to think about it this way. Every day is a Saturday now in retirement.
Right.
Are you going to travel more? Are you going to buy a home down south to get out of here for the 3-4 terrible months we have in the winter?
Get you an RV, you know.
Are you going to travel around the country in an RV? All of those things cost money, so we have to build that into the plan. We call it, you know, it's almost kind of silly here. We call it, you know, building the story problem. Do you remember back in high school algebra?
Oh, yeah.
Where you get these long story problems?
Right.
That's all we're doing in the first couple meetings. We're getting to know our clients, what they built up, their budget, their goals. We're helping them build that story problem. Then the investment meetings, we're solving that problem.
I call it taking inventory. Where are you at? And so, yeah.
Well, and the other thing about free time from a retirement standpoint, guys, is you're also spending more time with each other, which might be a new factor too, right? So
could be good or bad, I guess.
Could be good or bad. Although COVID did seem to help in that respect. I think the lockdowns did help a little bit with that, kind of almost pre-retirement.
Well, just taking that a little bit further, I think, you know, because the initial question was, what do you want to do with all your free time? And I think this is the number one thing in retirement is staying active, you know, in other words, finding a purposeful activity that drives you. It gets you out of bed in the morning, and that means turning off the TV and getting out and doing some things. I don't care if it's a hobby or you're going to volunteer or, and for a lot of our retirees, more and more of them are doing part-time work or even full-time work, but it's something that they were always looking forward to doing, and now they're doing that. Yep. And or it's a combination of all those things. But the key is to stay active.
Stay sharp, not only physically but mentally. So we talked about the gym. Go to the gym. Stay in shape physically, but then challenge yourself in some way mentally if you can too.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know you can turn off the TV, but you can still listen to the radio, whether it's in the car or on your headphones or little iPods or whatever the case is. You can still listen to us as you're walking around doing stuff.
That's right. That's
and other
right.
things. How about a post-retirement career? Again, the last 10 years, maybe you want to start thinking about what you want to transition to, you know, doing afterwards. You know, we talked about some free time stuff, but for many people, it's like, I don't want to necessarily stop working. I just want to do something different.
Well, I'll just, you know, I just said it, you know, just working part time. It's not only going to get you out of the house every day, it's going to bring in some extra income. You have a less of a drawdown on your assets. It might buy you more compounding periods. We've had people with Social Security in part-time work be able to sustain their essential expenses without having to draw down a little, if any, from the portfolio. But mostly, it's cathartic. We had a federal officer retire, and we were talking about, he goes, what do you plan on doing? He goes, well, I've always liked gardening. Really? I mean, here's this guy, wears a, you know, 45 or a Glock on his, you know, federal officer. And so he ends up getting a job, retires, and gets a job gardening. At a golf course, handling most of the landscape issues, you know, and loved planting things and whatever, and it made all the difference to him. He so looked forward to going in and putting his time there. Didn't care about the money. Had a great pension. Didn't need the money. You know, at this point, I'm at the point where it's like I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid here. What, you know, because I'm transitioning. I'm still working semi full time, but golf is my thing. But you end up golfing too much, that can cause more injuries that can help prevent. So you got to be careful there. But another great example is this gentleman. Here's where a job can just really save you. So he takes a part time job at Costco. He was an executive, so his wife passes away. Just devastating. I mean, it was one of these 45-year marriages, and this guy's in his 70s. He goes on to become a supervisor and working full-time, and that literally saved him. I think the depression was right around the corner for him, but that became like his second family.
Yeah.
And he looked forward to going to work and getting out of the house. And I think that job absolutely was a lifeline to him. And so think of it from that aspect. It's not necessarily, it wasn't about the money for him at all.
Right.
Although he's making pretty good money as a supervisor. Unbelievable. Costco is a great place to work. So a little commercial for Costco. Yeah. Well, you're on the lower end, higher end. They treat you pretty well.
Well, you know, there's just a lot of different aspects to getting ready for retirement. You know, we talk about the X's and O's a lot, which is the dollars and the cents, I suppose. And we'll switch to that here for a couple more of these questions. But there's a lot of the lifestyle components as well. And just some of those things are things you want to ponder as you're getting closer to retirement. Getting healthy, staying healthy, figuring out what to do with your free time. Do you want to do something post-retirement as a, you know, career-wise? But let's talk about some of the X's and O's real quick, guys. Taking advantage of the opportunities to save more. Again, the last 10 years, ideally, you know, we've got a good opportunity also to sock a little bit more away.
Yeah, or build up those after-tax accounts as well. And that's I just talked about the story problem. And that's why I like to sit down with folks that are, you know, 10 years from retirement.
Right.
And start building that with them. Because a lot of the times we'll lay out the goals and then we'll look at what's built up and they're not able to hit those goals yet. We need to put some type of budget in place for the next 10 years, some type of saving schedule to hit those goals. So if you are 10 years out, sit down with an advisor. It doesn't even have to be us, but start building that story problem. Get an idea of where you're at right now and where you want to be at. Because most people know, hey, I've got a portfolio. I think overall it's like 50-50, 50% equities, 50% bonds. It's moderate, maybe conservative, but they don't know where they're going to pull income from in retirement. They haven't built in their Social Security or their pensions if they have one. They don't know what the income schedule looks like in retirement and if the retirement they want is doable. And that's what the advisor should be helping you build. Your retirement, to get an idea of how much risk you should be taking right now and what you need to save over the next decade to hit those goals in retirement.
Yeah, because we were dealing with somebody not too long ago and they'd help their kids all through school, private school right from the get-go. And now it's coming to college time. During the last 5 or 10 years, we're doing the work up here and they wanted to continue helping, you know, fund the college education. And I said, you got to let them take out some loans, because if you're going to write the checks for these things, it's going to materially affect your ability to retire and maintain the lifestyle that you're talking about here. It just isn't going to work. So helping your kids is great, but be careful that there's a balance there. As you get into that retirement red zone, last 5 to 10 years, you really have to run the numbers and say, hey, you know, how much can we retransfer in terms of gifting or helping now relative to, you know, the security of our own retirement. And so you just want to make sure that, and it might even give you permission to help even more. So, but you really, as Steve said, you got to kind of look at the numbers. You've got to see where you're at, and you know, you got to dot the I's, cross the T's. And once you've done that, then you're a little bit more free to, or at least you're aware of where you stand, and that allows you to pull back or put more in or make some adjustments.
Well, and the final bit, I'm going to jump to the last one, guys, in the interest of time, is so not only is it a chance to take advantage of more opportunities to save, but it's also the time to start looking at reducing the risk in our life. And you could look at it from that physical standpoint, right? A lot of people start to do things in the home to upgrade the home to get ready for being elderly or whatever that case might be, might do some home improvements. But you can also look at reducing the risk in your portfolio as well.
Yeah, you have to know what the income goals are. Make sure that your income is set. You know, if we live through any type of extended recession, that you're generating the income that you need to hit your goals and move you through that down period. You know, I was talking to another advisor. He had this great analogy. He compared investment vehicles to actual vehicles out on the road. He said, think about your drive into work or your drive to lunch on Saturday. You see all these different vehicles on the road. You don't see the same car over and over again. And that's because people have different opinions. They have different goals for the vehicle. Some are driving sports cars. Some are driving SUVs, trucks, minivans. They all have different goals. Some want to go fast. Some want safety. So you have to look at your portfolio and the investment vehicles you're using in the same way. Maybe some portfolios are 100% equities, pure growth, ton of risk. Maybe some are blended where they only have 50% equities, maybe some fixed income, maybe an annuity in there, because totally different goals. They want to make sure they're protecting a piece to generate safe income. So make sure you're talking to an advisor about that, because one of the biggest mistakes that we see, and I still remember 2008, is folks still driving that sports car, still owning 90 to 100% equities,
right,
close to retirement, and taking that major hit and delaying retirement or derailing it in a way.
Yep, there's a time you have to take the foot off the gas here. And, you know, if you're sitting out there and any of this is striking a chord and you've not reached out to us or another firm, I mean, we have a lot of people that are way out of this area and they're listening to the show, get with a good financial advisor. We offer the complete planning review, which is, we said earlier, it's like a taking inventory of your current situation, sitting down and really quantifying everything to see if you are positioned properly, especially for all the volatility and the tax increases. We kind of left that out of the opening, that are coming our way, and they are coming. Big increases in capital gains, changes in the estate tax laws, things that are going to be very material to your financial planning. So this is a great time to get in, because if you're not preparing for what's coming your way, you will get caught short here. So don't be that person. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call at 248-305-9911, and we'll take you through that three-step process. Doesn't cost you anything, and then you can decide from that point whether you want to engage us or not. But let us help assess where you're at, and I think once we've done that, I think you'll feel really good about maybe coming on board and letting us help you finish the process.
That's a great way of explaining that, Rich. So folks, reach out to him, 248-305-9911. Call or text to get started today with your complete planning review at RW Paul and Associates, 248-305-9911. Again, 248-305-9911. You can call or text that number. Stick around. There's more to come today on The Rich Paul Show. We'll be right back after this. We're going to wrap up the show this week with an email question that we get into the show from time to time. So if you'd like to submit your own questions to the program, go to rwpaul.com. That is rwpaul.com. Or just ask your question directly to the team by calling 248-305-9911. Let them know what's on your mind and that you want to talk about your financial and retirement planning situation. 248-305-9911. All right, guys. So we got a question this weekend that's actually, you know, I was looking through a couple of these here, and this one's pretty fitting on our conversation that we were having having earlier, and it's from Paul over in Waterford. So if you're listening, here's your question, my friend. He says, guys, I have enough cash in the bank. I think I could get by without taking any IRA withdrawals this year, and I think I could live off my Social Security and just spend down my bank account. Would that be a good idea? Because it seems like if I did this, I wouldn't pay taxes if I went that route.
Now, you could do that, Paul, if you're listening out there. But the problem is that you may want to spend some of that IRA money. We're in a low tax environment, and we feel pretty strongly that taxes are going to go up. And with all of the spending, and the spending is off the charts. So we see an increase coming. They could skyrocket. And the best move you could make maybe would be to spend down some of the, keep your powder dry, your cash on hand, and maybe even do some investing. But be careful how you approach this.
And you're not eliminating that tax bill. You're just delaying that tax bill. So if we can pay it now at lower rates, convert it into Roth money in the after-tax bucket, now it's compounding tax-free, and you have all these compounding periods now, you're just going to end up with a lot more tax-free money on the back end of retirement, or your kids are going to inherit a lot more tax-free money.
Well, now we're talking about tax planning here. So that's really what it comes down to. It's saying, hey, where are you at here? What are the options? You know, and it's very difficult on your own to say, hey, you know, what are all the options? And unless you're talking to somebody that specializes in this type of thing. And so get with a good advisor. And I always say it doesn't have to be our firm. We're happy to work with you, but get with a good advisor to help you through this process.
It's RMD planning here too. I mean, we don't know what the size of your pre-tax accounts are, your 401k, your IRA, but if we're talking, you've built up an account of $750,000 and you're not touching it and it's all pre-tax and you're just going to let that continue to accumulate and compound year after year until you hit 72 and you have to take that RMD. Well, your RMD, it could be way more than you want it to be, and it could throw you up into a higher bracket.
Yeah.
So I suggest it. Yeah, again, it doesn't have to be us, but sit down with an advisor and talk about this, because it could be a major issue down the road.
You know, for Paul, I think his thinking makes sense, but it may not make the best sense or the most sense for his particular situation. So to your guys' point, reach out, have a conversation with an advisor, or call the guys at 248-305-9911. They gave you some good ideas to ponder there, Paul. So thank you so much. And Rebecca is in Rochester, and she says, guys, I'm nervous about how much money I have in the stock market. What's a good amount for a person in their late 50s to have invested?
We need to know a few other variables here. How long do you plan on working? Are you working another 2-3 years? Are you working another 15, 20 years? I have clients in their mid 70s that are still working. So time horizon's a big factor here. What have you built up? What's the size of your portfolio, and how much income do you need? Do you have any pensions? Start thinking about all that. Where are your expenses going to be at in retirement? Start thinking about those different variables.
Could she rule of thumb it just to give her a ballpark, you know, the general rule of 100 type thing? Would that work just to kind of get her in a framework?
It's tough because it's all relative to, you know, what her lifestyle is, what her overhead constraints are.
Gotcha.
And so basically, we like to look at all of that. What does she need to, is the house going to be paid for? What are the expenses? And so a good budget plan is really necessary.
You get a $500,000 and have a pension and Social Security coming in that generates more than enough for you, and that money you could go after a bunch of growth, take on a ton of risk, or you may need that $500,000 yeah. cash flow for you, and we're gonna
change the whole
completely different recommendations. Yeah,
absolutely,
right.
No question.
So don't necessarily take the risk if you don't need to, as you were saying earlier in the show, right? Why take it if you don't need to? So many complexities that go into it, and we talk about that every week. So I think, you know, again, folks, do yourself a favor, get on the calendar, you know, send an email into the show. You know, we love getting these questions in. Feel free to, you know, drop us a line, give them a call, let them know you just want to talk. It's complimentary, so there's really no pressure. Just other than just have the conversation. Start with the 15-minute retirement ready phone call. Rebecca, Paul, anybody else out there listening, give them a jingle, start that conversation, talk through it a little bit, and then see what the logical next steps would be. 248-305-9911. Again, there's no cost, there's no obligation, so why not? 248-305-9911. And guys, that's going to do it for us this week. Steve, good luck with your anniversary, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they do something good. There's a lot riding on it. Rich,
appreciate buddy. All the advice you
it's
guys
like,
gave.
Where did
too,
the yeah. time go? This went pretty quick.
This went pretty quick. Rich, have a great week, and we'll do it all again next time right here on the Rich Paul Show. Reach out to the guys and give them a jingle. 248-305-9911. Stay safe, stay sane, and we'll see you the next time.
The show has been brought to you by Richard W. Paul and Associates.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only and shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or investment advisory services to residents of any state other than Michigan. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Investment advisory services offered through Richard W. Paul & Associates, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Midwest Financial Consultants, Inc.